Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. Brent Bierbaum is in with us today from the Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development. Brent is the president, chairman of the board of directors of the Wallace Foundation. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Jim.
How long have you been involved in the Wallace Foundation?
About 5 years I've been on the board and a couple of years as president now. So.
But you've been watching a lot of what they do and participating from afar,
right,
I assume.
Right, yeah. I've actually been on the Wallace Foundation for a number of years as a member.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Wallace Foundation has been around now for, about 25 years. It's hard to believe.
We celebrated a 25th year this summer with the building and the research this summer.
Through the Wallace Foundation, do you really get a chance to see how much agriculture does indeed change over 25 years?
Yes, it definitely has changed. A lot of the newer ideas are all becoming old hat now in a way. So we're looking for new ideas, new research coming along.
Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about some of that research now because, you know, processes change. Not just agriculture changes, but the way we go about some of the things and the research that we do changes somewhat. And I know the folks at the Wallace Foundation are targeting a kind of a new program that's kind of focused on, kind of based on what they did originally a little bit with different committees that you're trying to put together. Get folks more involved firsthand in what you're doing with the research.
Right. We're trying to revise some of the original advisory committees when they started the Wallace Foundation. We're trying to target the youth and try to get that going again. And basically the purpose of the committees all along has been to establish teams or committees to identify the research and education needs in Southwest Iowa and propose projects to be conducted at either the Wallace Farm at the Armstrong Research Area, the Neely Canyon Farm, or also on private farms in the Southwest Iowa area.
I know you've always looked for feedback directly from folks, whether it be at the farm field days or whatever that different events that you've had going on at the Wallace Foundation. But, you know, with guys like Bernie Havlovic and some of the staff that have been really pushing a lot of the projects and things you've been doing, Bernie's retirement now kind of leaves a bit of a void there. Is this more of an in-depth way of trying to get to what folks really think that we should be doing instead of just asking at a meeting?
Right. We're trying to really get a lot more specific and dive further into it than what we have been in the last few years.
So you're searching for committee members right now?
Yes, correct. We've got five committees that we're looking for. The committees, there's fruits and vegetables, crops and soils, livestock, the niche market, farm business and local foods, and resources, membership, and youth. We're looking for members, farmers, agribusinessmen, anybody interested in helping us look into the future, I guess.
What will be expected of folks who would sit on one of those committees?
We're looking at roughly a 2 to 3 year term, basically whenever the committee identifies its needs and has done its purpose. Basically, we want to promote the foundation and identify any needs for research, demonstration, education, and discussion. We're wanting to do with the large area of Southwest Iowa, travel distance is a factor. Mm-hmm. Hopefully going to do it electronically by email with the newer technology for communications now. So there shouldn't be a lot of travel to committee meetings, 2 to 3 year commitment, however long the committee feels like they need to meet to serve their purpose.
Well, we've got a couple of pretty important research farms here in the area, and the Wallace Foundation covers more than just a couple of city blocks.
Right. We're 19 counties in Southwest Iowa, and we invite anybody from all of Southwest Iowa to take a look at this, not close to the farms.
Yeah, and when people do volunteer to serve on these different types of committees that they may have an interest in, you're not just tossing them out there. You've got some specialists. You've got some folks who are have a little expertise in those areas to help out and drive the discussion.
Right. We've identified some ISU specialists that are willing to help and lead our committees in the right direction for technical purposes. On the fruits and vegetables, we have Joe Hannon. For the crops and soils, we have Aaron Soigling. On the livestock is Patrick Gunn, and the niche markets is Craig Chase, and on the resources, membership, and youth involvement is Kate Olson.
And they all have interests there. And there'll be some, I suppose, some overlap in some of these, too, because it's just natural in farming.
Right. These committees will be separate, but there'll also be some overlap. Of course, the fruits and vegetables, there's a lot of niche markets on that, that there's some overlap. Same way between crops and soils and the livestock. A lot of farms have both, so there's some synergies there also.
Yeah, and you're not looking for folks who want to just do this for a couple of weeks or a month or two. You're looking for a little bit longer-term commitment. So can you kind of describe what exactly will be expected of folks who want to be involved in this?
Looking at 2 to 3 year term, the committees will meet as needed, probably quarterly, or as they feel that they need to serve their purpose. We're also have pledged, the Wallace Foundation has pledged some money available to help them, any committee in any research or field days or any projects we need. $10,000 is what we're willing to give each committee to work with to get that their project started.
So is it fair to say that if folks want to serve on the committee, they're not going to just sit around a table in an office somewhere and discuss things? This will be a pretty good hands-on experience.
Right. We want people with some action, with some ideas. So it'll be a busy committee.
So will these committees really kind of be driving the future research here for the next few years with the research farms?
That's what we're hoping, is to look into the future to promote the farm and also give us some research ideas. Looking into the future, we want a lot of forward-thinking people on this. And I know the youth has got a lot of vision, and we want a lot of those ideas from the youth as well.
You bet. Visiting with Brent Bierbaum with the Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development. And Brent, before we started visiting on air this morning, you were talking about the importance of getting youth involved in this project.
Right. That is one interest that we want to do, because a lot of the board members have been on there for quite a while, and as any committee's going, any farming, we definitely do age as we go, so we want to get the next generation involved.
Mm-hmm. I know guys like Bernie Havlovic have been vital to the success of the Wallace Foundation over this time. A lot of ideas coming from there, but a lot of ideas have come from others who have been a participant through the Wallace Foundation, whether they've come to meetings or been involved in some of the other things that you guys have done over the time. But is this kind of a reshuffling of the deck almost now in trying to figure out where we are after 25 years and now where we need to be?
Right. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We just want newer ideas coming forward. Dynamics have changed. Things have changed in 25 years. Fewer resources available, fewer people to work with, and we want to be part of the solution going forward here.
Are they doing anything like this in some of the other parts of the state?
Not as of this. This is kind of a brainchild of our own down here, trying to get things going, trying to be a leader, I guess, in outlying research farms.
So kind of in the same way that the research farms are places that you can take some risks,
right,
and come up maybe with some crazy ideas sometimes to see if they work, because that's what they're all about. You're kind of wanting to do that a little bit here with the overall project.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to call it a crazy idea. Somebody came up with it. It's been discussed. This isn't just something you guys came up with over the last couple of days either. You mentioned you've been discussing this and trying to refine it for quite some time.
Right. The Wallace Foundation's been trying to refine these committees for 3-4 months, working on this, trying to get it hashed out, what we want to do, what our purpose is. And we've got a lot of support from Mark Honeyman from the ISU Outlying Research Farms and ISU, and they're behind us quite a bit on these ideas.
Absolutely. So let's talk about folks who may be thinking, well, this might be something I want to do. I might want to serve on a committee like this. What should they do next, then, if they're thinking at home that this might be something for them?
Well, absolutely. Just call out to the Wallace Farm and let us know your interest, what committee you want to be on. Right now, the liaisons that we have, the foundation representatives, Beryl Bailey is on the fruits and vegetables. Mark Schneppel is on the crops and soils. David Trowbridge is on the livestock committee. Gil Gillespie is on the niche markets and local foods. And Ardith Gillespie is on the resources, membership, and youth involvement. And they're all members here in Southwest Iowa that are on the Wallace board. And they're very interested and would welcome any input.
So those are folks, if you're kind of considering something like this, if you wanted to talk to somebody about it, those would be the folks
to go to. They would
be
the one to, yes. Okay. They would be the experts on what the committee's wanting to do.
Excellent. How many people are you looking for?
Between at least four members, farmers, minimum, and up to, I don't know, 15 or so, whatever mm-hmm. the committee thinks. Of course, there will be subcommittees on each of these that might involve more people, too.
Are you looking for people, too, that aren't necessarily hands-on farmers? Are you looking
Absolutely.
For folks who have experience in other areas that might fold over?
Yes, we're looking for agribusinessmen, yep. Farmers, youth education, FFA even people, anybody interested in any of these markets or committees would be great.
So you're really running the sail up the mast, aren't you?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, you've got to find out what folks need and what their ideas are. And I guess in this case, there are no bad ideas. See, you try things out. That's what experiments are for.
Yeah, we're looking for some diverse backgrounds and diversity as far as operations, too. So we're trying to get everything represented.
Very good. So if folks are interested at all and want to know more or are interested in finding out how they can be a part of one of those committees, they just need to contact the folks at the Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development there near Lewis and just get your name out there and get yourself started. Any idea when you want to actually start this project then and get things rolling?
We're actually starting it right now. The Beef Committee has already got a pretty sizable committee started already, and they've even got some subcommittees started for feedlot and for cow-calf, but pretty much starting in 2016 is when we're looking at launching the majority of the committees. So coming up here real soon, we'll get the ball rolling.
So anyone who's interested in maybe playing a part in the future of agriculture here in the Southwest, West Central Iowa area, this is your opportunity.
That's right.
Great. Brent, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, and good luck with the program.